All right, folks, I'm going to call this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission to order for Wednesday, April 19th, 2023. Please set your phones on sun and let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. On the screen. Pledge of
Allegiance to the Republic, stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Plant, nice to see you. Call
roll, please. Tom Rosinski.
Here.
Tom Gazdecki.
Here.
Anthony Broadnix.
Present.
Derek Nimitz. Absent. Dave Castellanos.
Here.
Ron Ware.
Here.
Robert Ochi. Absent. LaVon Whitaker. William Baker.
Present. We have a quorum. Next up is the approval of minutes from March 15th, 2023. Any modifications, changes, motions, what say you?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion that we approve the minutes for March 15, 2023.
Second. There's a motion, second.
Second.
Any discussion? Mr. Wicklin, we saw the new roll call.
Yeah.
Roll call vote, Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Roslinski.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnix.
Stay.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker. William Baker.
Yes. Right, they're in the records for those to go and see them on our website. Listen to the great meetings that we have. All at that website. Next up is the chairman's report. Thank you for the city of Crown Point for inviting us. This is a very cool building. It's nice to take the show on the road, if you will. So you watch some efficiency happen here, gentlemen, as we move through this process. We're here because we're responsible for taking care of a $275 million man-made flood control project. Specifically designed to manage Mother Nature, which is a challenge. In and of itself, you get 10 gallons of water for a 5-gallon bucket, you're going to have an issue. But we are far better prepared today than we were before 2008. If you get a chance to look at those pictures to see what the community had to experience when nobody paid attention to a man-made flood control project, that's what happens. So we're here to do the maintenance on this type of thing. We do it throughout the watershed. We are involved with every community doing interlocal agreements to make sure that everybody understands that this is a community-wide problem and not just along the river problem. This is truly, in my opinion, an economic development project because at least along the aspects of the Little Cal itself, no longer were $4 million worth of mandatory flood insurance required anymore. That's $4 million more every year that goes in our community for not having to pay mandatory flood insurance. Enough about me, but thank you again for the hospitality, and let's move forward. We're going to do the most important thing, which is pay the bills. So we need a motion on the approval of claims rates in 2023.
Mr. Chairman, I'm making a motion to approve the claims for April 2023 in amount of $313,530.12.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Repe.
We will go through some of the higher ones, and then if there's any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Gary of Construction for Spring Park, there was the change order, and then there was also the retainage. This is a park is complete, but for the electric hookup by NIPSCO, but didn't feel as though it was appropriate to hold back that much money. And Garrett and I and this commission have a pretty good relationship. Once that happens, when NIPSCO runs that power over the railroad lines, we should be in perfect shape. And the good thing is longer days, no need for electric at that site for the street light. So that's for $49,942 as well as $21,601. Man, I really start need to get some cheaters eventually.
Welcome to the senior
system. Yeah, I feel it. Security door, incorporated fence repair and removal. Couple things. They fixed the fence completely around the Marshalltown pump station. They fixed also the fence at Grant West that had been aged and damaged. And then they removed the fence along the segment of 5-2, which runs along Hart's Ditch, that we kept on getting written up by the Corps for the fence being too close. And yet they're the ones that installed it. So that is now taken care of. And so we won't have any issues, hopefully. Wilcher with clearing and tree cutting for $32,800. Weed patches are normal spring spraying of all the rock and the outfalls that we have in the system. That is all EPA and IDEM approved spray. And then we have Martin Mechanical for the Grant Street pump. And then we pulled the sump pump for Burr Street, and that will be replaced this Friday. So that will be up and running. And then at that time, we will pull pump one, which has been acting up on us and is in the period of time where the hours have exceeded its sort of need for a normal routine maintenance. We have an acquisition of two parcels at $68,500. That's located in Munster, and that was done by court order. And I think everything else is.
Are those for the ones at the Hammond Clinic?
Yes.
So that's just the regular easement. That was the core mandated deal, correct?
Correct. Those are called DC 1397 and DC 1397A.
I thought all that got established before the flood.
Well, in a perfect world, it should be purchased before they build it, but they didn't. So we're cleaning up. We're almost there.
Got that T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you finished, Mr. Repay?
Yes.
All right. Any other questions for Mr. Repay on the bills? Be there none. We have a motion to second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wyszynski.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnicks.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker, William Baker.
Yes. All right, moving right along. Mr. What's your name? Replay?
I've been called worse.
What's going on in the field?
Recently, just this last week, we did our core inspections, our annual inspections from Klein Avenue going to the east, the NDOT. All of them came back favorable. We had no issues mechanically or pump stations. We've had some issues with some rutting due to APVs. And we're going to resolve that. But for the mechanical standpoint, all were acceptable to us.
Where is the ATV stuff happening, Dan? Is it always in the same place?
Roughly around between Burr and Clark.
I thought we were putting cameras up in those places to try to keep those guys off of that.
We have cameras, but yeah, you can't identify. I mean, they're zipping. I mean, they're moving. And I think they're local, too, so. They're ruining their own levy. We have done Burr Street Pump Station. We're going to continue to fix that station. That's the one that services also the Hard Rock Casino. We have been assisting with the city of Gary as well as Griffith as far as the Lomar and helping them with some technical advice on our acquisition list. We mentioned it during the claim list. We've completed two more acquisitions. We have one more to go, and that's the NDOT one, where we believe we have all the signatures, although we haven't seen it. And once that happens, we will be complete with all of our acquisitions. Hart Ditch bank stabilization is going along well. They keep on demobilizing and planting the live stakes in the side of the levee. We should be done, I believe, by the end or by the beginning of May. And we're already set to go to the next phase, which will be from 45th to Fran Lynn. Stage 7 sealant project that was stopped last winter because of the weather. It had to be 50 degrees. So it got cold. They stopped. They're going to start back up. I think they're supposed to do it this week. They depends. Did they start today?
Yes.
According to Paul, Paul's watching them. They started today. And then most importantly, but last, is the advisory board. We held an advisory board meeting, which listened to and all the presentations and applications for money. You will hear four of them tonight. Two of them, just because of the pure size of them, and we're going to move. Our next meeting will be in Merrillville. You'll hear the Merrillville and the Hobart one next week. But tonight you will hear Dyer, you'll hear Crown Point, you'll hear Sherrillville, and you'll hear Lake County's application for their environmental center cleanup, which we asked them to do sort of. So we sort of forced them to do that application. That's it.
Okay.
Unless you have questions.
Mr. Repay.
Yes, sir. Back on the inspections, do you anticipate any issues with the 408 permit that you said is required? That scared me a little bit when I said
Well, the 408 is just required when we do bank, like, for instance, they asked us to stabilize some of the bank at the toe off of Grant Street. We have to put a 408 anytime we modify or change the levee, even if it's at their request. It's just the paperwork for that they have to go through. So I don't anticipate it taking long, but it's just a paper trail that they have to go through.
Right. And that was my thoughts. It taking, like, I was just thinking in advance. It's like, we do these every year.
Mm-hmm.
And we know how the court can delay things inexplicably sometimes. And I would hate to think that we end up next year and we have an issue because we had these small issues this year. And then a year later, they're not resolved because of the four waivers.
And I'll give you an example. There's issues in Hammond and Munster that they asked us to fix, and we are fixing them. And we applied for the 408, but the 408 isn't approved yet.
Okay.
So come June 5th, when we have the same inspection, they're going to go, well, what did you do? And I'm going to say, here's the 408 permit that we've applied for. It's up to you guys to decide when we get it. And if we do, then we can do work on it. But we can't do work on it unless they tell us that it's okay.
Okay.
So that's my answer to their paperwork.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Repe?
Yeah, Dan, I have a question for you. On the project tracker, we're still carrying the Hammond Sanitary District and Columbia Avenue detention. I think we should probably take that off since that job.
We might have missed that one.
So is in percent we missed that the dollars?
We missed it.
Takes it off the moves it from active to finished it.
Well, in that case, EPA changed their standards and they just gave up on that project. So we should just take it off because we shouldn't carry it anymore.
It's an abandoned
project. Yeah. But in other cases, unless it closes out, when they finish the project, that's when we pull them off.
Just like the interlocal stuff, if they aren't going to pull the trigger, we should put that money into the game somewhere else. So we've talked about that before, and that still hasn't been.
I think all the interlocals are moving on theirs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone's not moving. There was a point where someone maybe in this room was taking a little bit of time since we approved it in 2017, but and that person knows who I'm talking about.
So with the project, you had one of the line items was tree clearing. What segment was that work being done? I mean, we're getting after leaners and trying to get some stuff down before everything buds.
Right. So we do that consistently. We stopped at Veterans Park and Lake Station and Deep River. And we've stopped at Fran Lynn in Munster on Hart Ditch. Those are the two main ones that we do. Spring Ditch, we're going to do work, but the contractor had a medical issue that is not going to allow him to work just yet, but he's going out tomorrow for the first time and do it. So we're going to still get it early, but it's not going to be as early as what we wanted. We wanted to try to do it during the wintertime, but he had a heart attack. So
that's bad.
Yeah.
I'm against that.
Yeah, so am I.
All right, anything else for Mr. Repe?
Any update on the Griffiths Raker?
August is the earliest time frame that they're going to be able to get the equipment. Just from, I mean, you know, from the supply chain issue. Yeah, whatever. I don't want to say that, but.
How many engineering studies are still pending? I see it on my report.
Well, I ask you. You've got Wessler that's doing one at Georgia. You've got them doing at Haiti Marsh, and then you've got them doing some sporadic locations along the river. You've got DLZ that's doing Calhoun Street that's still outstanding because they're still waiting for a large rain event. You have Burke that's doing the hydraulic study through Turkey Creek and Deep River, and then you've got HWC who's doing the bank stabilization and the access ramp in Highland. Yeah. And United, I'm sorry. And United is doing the fix on those gates that we were normally throwing sandbags through, and then now we're actually putting gates up.
So thank you. Just again, from one of the statements is there's two primary feeders into the Little Cow, Deep River and Hart Ditch. Hart Ditch is on the west side, Deep River on the east side. And because we're in the city of Crown Point, where does the water go from where we're sitting right here? It goes underneath I-65?
To Beaver Dam, with Beaver Dam Ditch, and then it merges with Niles Ditch, which goes to Deep River. Then Deep River goes to
end up downtown Hobart through Lake Station, winds around, goes underneath the expressway, goes down the Onion Ditch to Burns Ditch, and then goes into the lake there.
So it's energy efficiency.
Very interesting. All right. Any other questions for Dan?
One last question.
Yes, sir.
Dan, with cameras, are we good with cameras everywhere? Places that they were designated.
Yeah, we have cameras everywhere. The only issue that's holding up at the Spring Ditch is because there's no power to it. But we have the cameras ordered, ready, and we have the SD cards ready to go. So if anyone has a good contact with the railroad, let me know.
Which one?
I think it's Norfolk Southern.
All right, anything else from Mr. Repay?
One question.
Okay, Mr. Castellanos.
Dan, I spoke to the Economic Development Director for Gary, and I told her about the cameras. It's a problem we're having in NIPSCO. And she suggested that maybe we should try solar energy. If we try solar, that way we can get the cameras and the lights on. Just something to consider.
Yeah, we've tried solar on our gauges, and they just aren't able to hold the amount of power that it needs to for those cells to run the machines when we need to run them.
Okay.
I mean, but it's
just for the lights and for the cameras. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's a possibility. It's just a suggestion.
I'm all for suggestions.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
Anybody else? One, two, three. All right, Dan, do the introduction to each presentation.
Oh, shoot.
And do what we need to do. Let's try to put some money in the beginning.
All right, well, the first one's going to be two-stage ditch for the town of Dyer. Thomas is online here. And basically, you guys had funded a two-stage ditch over by the hospital. They finished it. They're looking to expand the two-stage ditch to see if there be any benefit further down the line. If you remember, there was some very little benefit south of, or north of 30, but now they want to take it, and I'll let Thomas speak to it, but they want to take it further behind the town hall of Dyer and go all the way through to Main Street.
All right, so this town of Dyer, the two-stage channel for the Hart Ditch, just an engineering ask for
$34,150. I can beat your cheaters. So, Thomas, if you want, I don't know. Can we get you? Can we get
sure. You there? Can I was trying to share my screen.
Yeah.
You got that?
Yeah.
So no.
Good.
Oh, sorry. You guys are going to get messed up on that one. It's the joy of, we just have to do some moving of seats really quick here because the
okay
our setup, but we'll get there.
All right, we're ready. Let's go.
Okay. I apologize for not being there in person, but I just want to show you a little bit of what was done. The reason we're trying to do this is there's been several flooding significant events, including 1990, 2007, 2008, with lots of damages. We did the one that we talked about near the hospital, try and help the hospital out and around the town hall and a lot of residential areas. And that really saved the hospital in the future, gave them the protection they needed. It was a cooperative effort with your contribution, as well as the surveyor's office, the hospital, and highway department, and the town of Dyer. To kind of give you a summary of it, you know, there was $600,000 committed by the Little Cal for that project, which was about $3.3 million. So here's an essence of what it was. The top picture is top cross section is what the banks look like. The pink area is what we try and excavate out to create a two-stage ditch, to create areas on the banks that looked like this before, unstabilized, and try and do some water quality benefits, sediment reduction, et cetera, throughout that stretch. There's also environmental benefits from it and educational. In this case, it was two blocks from the middle school, and we put up signage and a walking path. And so that project was done. Appreciate your contribution. We did some neat things on there. This is what it looked like in March of 2022 after they had taken down all the trees. But we actually saved the trees for last so that a lot of those could be used, the root wads. You see that they were taken down and stored on site. And then they were installed in the bank. So instead of just riprap, we have places where we put in the root wads. That picture was west of Hart Street. Now we're looking east of Hart Street, back at Hart Street. They worked all the way around, put more root wads in. And this kind of shows you by July, they had gotten all the banks done. And they excavated large portions of the overbank and grass is starting to grow. The banks were stabilized. Vegetation was taking off. And then here's just the conclusion. September 2022, many trees and shrubs were planted and everything's growing in now. We look forward to seeing it this summer after full vegetation. the aerial's not working. So we also put up signage so that the people can understand what we did, why we did it. There'll be those signs have been ordered and they'll be installed in about a month. So they had a lot of benefits to it. And because of the success of this, we want to ask if we can continue studying, conceptually study what would be the benefit of continuing this stretch through Dyer, as Dan mentioned, up to Main Street. And we identified this, the picture on the left is a map of all the pink areas where we have potential locations that we think we can excavate. The areas in yellow are town-owned. There's other stretches where there's certainly the drainage board easement, the 75-foot easement along there. And there's a long stretch along the Briar Ridge Golf Course that would benefit them by creating more storage. And so this study would allow us to look at those potential benefits to see where and what would be most beneficial. One of the things we did not have in here was we said no recreational benefit, but actually the town has talked about, because there's a site that has been very challenged to be developed because of wetlands, we may look at putting a canoe launch in there so that people could kayak the portions of Dyer, the Hart Ditch. So that's the overall plan, is to study this and come back with an answer as far as what the benefits are of expanding the two-stage ditch up to Main Street. Any questions?
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. And I appreciate the update of what happened initially. It makes the process starting from the state line, moving north towards the river, and how this process is working, Thomas. So that looks like it's moving along as planned, no doubt?
Yes, correct.
Tentatively, our schedule is to go meet in Dyer in August. So we can go take a look at it.
That'd like be good, a good time after some summer growth.
Chairman, we can open it up for questions. Do we have time to ask, or do you want to just keep going?
No, we have questions to ask. I mean, this is just for, remember, just for doing the engineering study.
Right. Thomas, Commissioner Broadnax here, do you have an idea of what... I'm supposing you have an idea of really where you might be headed with a study. You have to do some calculations to get the answers. Do you have a range, a ballpark range on what the possible final cost for building this would be?
I don't, because it really depends on where it shows it's beneficial. You know, if we had as much as about 0.9 feet of drop in the water source elevation because we created so much storage just upstream of Hart Street. And then it, as Dan mentioned, it tapered out to about zero at Route 30. So I think we want to look at where their access is, where the cost benefit is in doing the study. We can certainly come up with the elevation drop, but a lot of that's going to dictate how much excavation can we do and then what the benefits are, and then we'll know what the rough cost is.
Okay. All right. It seems like for those amount of variables, 68,000 seems light to me. So,
you know, Thomas, I have a question. As part of this study, because we're starting to get into more of the densely populated areas, you know, as far as this run is concerned,
yes.
Are you going to also look at possibilities as far as how we're going to be able to do the work that might be a byproduct of this study, as far as access?
So the access is a critical issue. We were fortunate at the hospital and town hall to have really good access. We've already identified some locations here where we could have potential good access, and other ones that will be more challenging. But that's always a key component on something like this, because there's so much excavation that has to happen.
Right. So with all the houses and everything that's going to be kind of put through there, how we're going to be able to get through that and be able to do some of those particular project activities. So, I mean, that would be helpful. You know, I'm sure it's not part of the scope, but at least give us some idea on how your guys are getting in and out to see whether or not that is really feasible.
Certainly, and that's why we went back to that map. We didn't highlight everywhere that was pink. We don't see potential. So, like as we faced in Munster and Hart Ditch, the houses are right up to it, and that's not the case. Certainly, along Briar Ridge, they could work in an easement there, and do that. But you're right, there are potential areas.
Yeah, there's some houses along there now too, though. So, you know, it's going to be that segment.
That's why the issue is going to be kind of important, because how much it's going to go into just getting back at everybody's yard work, fixed, how far back you dig out. As you know, I'm sure they're all going to be happy when that backyard starts getting constructionized.
I have one last question, Mr. Chairman. Roughly the length of the new proposed project compared to the other one, the section that you finished before.
So the length of what we did before was 1,200 feet, and I believe this is we're looking more like, I think it's 3,500 or 4,000 feet that we're potentially looking at. Not saying that's what we're going to do, but that's the potential.
Thomas, this is Tom W. Were in the previous one, didn't we take out houses and things?
Yes. So it was, that's, you know, why this cooperative effort, Lake County Highway Department put in a new bridge at Hart Street, and they acquired three houses that was part of that project. And then the town came in and acquired five more houses. So that certainly helped. We weren't going to do it without three of the houses being taken. It didn't make sense. So.
And this new one that's proposed, we're not proposing to do any of that, right?
Correct. We're not looking at taking any houses. We are looking at potentially one property that the town would acquire that's been development challenged. But there's no houses there.
Any other questions? So this is critical from the standpoint of working on this feeder into the Little Cal along Hart Ditch, and part of the ongoing strategic plan to move from south to north till we get through that. Just being an engineering study, are you guys looking to do that? Ready to start out?
Yes.
I think it has to happen. Is there anything that we have to discuss, or does anybody need to ponder anything as it relates to spending 34 grand to do this engineering work?
So we can if you want. Okay. You can do that, they're doing it, finish business.
If not, if there's nothing else, then
thank you. See, I don't see a reason for us to wait another moment.
I just have one slight reservation. I do feel like with the level of variables, it give us additional range. 68,000 just feels like the engineering rates to be a proper step. You're really at 68,000.
It's a friends and family discount, Anthony.
I don't normally get those. A lot of friends or family.
Actually, they're requesting only a portion of that. That's the whole.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's totally seems like that's fine.
I'm interested in what happened as far as it says $68 million fix. That's the issue. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Why don't we just keep him on? See, he's out of town, and we've got a storm coming. And okay, I don't want to lose him, so we might as well go to
the point. Sure.
Round point.
Okay.
Are you ready to do that?
Yes. But Chairman Baker, I just want to answer that last question. I want to make sure I was clear that the 68,000 is a conceptual study to say that we can move forward, or here's where we recommend moving forward before a full engineering study is done.
Okay. All right. That's helpful. That makes sense.
We're going to hydraulically model it and do some survey and have answers before we ask, you know, if we want to move forward to a design.
Thank you.
Okay. The next one is 113 culvert replacement funding. This is in Crown Point. It's on Beaver Dam Lateral 1. This is what you're looking at is the culvert under 113th Avenue. It's a main east-west roadway in Crown Point heading towards the east is I-65. Here's the situation is the culvert's failing. And I'll show you some pictures of why that is. As I mentioned, it's a regulated drain. There's permitting that we've already started through the Corps, IDNR, and IDEM. The idea eventually is to take 113th from two lanes to four lanes through here. There's just an overall map of where it is. Just to the right is I-65. It's just east of the Crown Point Sports Complex. And as I mentioned to you, you can kind of see how the culvert, it's been undermined. And a lot of the creek is actually flowing underneath the culvert during normal flows. It's been completely undermined. You can see that the bracing for the bridge itself is out of whack now. And as we look closer, you can see more gaps and more problems with it. So it's in bad, very bad shape. They are watching it constantly. There's a lot of fatigue and settling has gone on one side of it. The upstream side is being braced, trying to keep it together. There are steel plates over 113th Street just to help not let it fail too soon before we can get it replaced. But the Crown Point constantly has to maintain these to allow traffic to keep going. And it's a large culvert, and there's utility conflicts that have to be dealt with. It is out for bid, and we expect plans and specs have been completed. Bids are due May 3rd. We've had to go with a deep foundation because the poor soils and why, you know, really explaining why that this has been failing as quickly as it has. There's some really poor soils, so we've changed our design and gotten some additional soil borings that are showing that we need a deep foundation. So that's been designed. And it's just the overall profile of, it will be a culvert similar to what it looked like now, just a little larger. It's an arch culvert, and we're making sure that it's wildlife friendly for the to satisfy DNR's environmental, so that the critters can go through without getting their feet wet, and white-tailed deer don't have to duck going through there. So we try to satisfy all that. Request is for $439,000, which is 50% of the culvert cost, about 45% of the total cost. So we're not including the asphalt striping and some other things with that. It's a City of Crown Point and Lake County Drainage Board project. Questions?
All right, thank you. Any questions with regards to that presentation? I'll start. Dan, did this make the list on the study that we did on that beaver dam?
No, it's not on the master list.
It's not on the master list. What about the one we just did? Because the whole concern was all the water that was going through Crown Point and getting it through the culvert under I-65. Just could it never stop being my worry?
Yeah, I think this is just one of those things that was an emergency and it failed. And it's one of the topics that came up during the advisory board is just to make sure that
when you have such, this is like infrastructure, so it's slippery slope when we flooded this type of stuff, but it is on one of the major arteries in, it's a regulated drain, and the fact that 50% was asked, it was.
And it's a culvert, and you know, how many more, because I was looking at the aerial, and I noticed that there's a new one at 109th on the same run. Did y'all put corrugated there too?
I didn't. Do the 109th zone, so I don't have the answer for that one. I've only did review it for the county, I don't recall.
Okay, so this is coming through the county, not the city.
Oh, this is a joint effort. The surveyor's office drainage board is replacing the culvert, but the city is doing the roadway on top of it and east and west of it.
This is an interesting look. And then my question is that obviously it's an issue and it looks like it's falling apart. There's no doubt about that. But then, you know, where's the next one? Is it going north? That one just got done. And that looks like it is expanded to four lanes. I mean, it's corrugated. I can see it on the area. It's
corrugated. It's done with 109th.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of these corrugated ones that are designed to last 75 years, I think part of the issue here was the really poor soils that this was sitting on and probably wasn't accounted for when it was originally put in, and why we've seen so much settlement and why we believe it's failing.
Thank you, Dan. I mean, because the studies are helping us, how much volume is going through this particular feeder versus the other one that comes out of golf course?
Yeah, I don't have the, Thomas, do you have the volume coming out of lateral one?
Versus the golf course, I don't know.
Me.
Because this then feeds into the main one. It's a big one.
How many laterals go into the beaver dam? Does that one know?
I believe there are at least nine or 11 laterals for beaver dam.
Well, there's your feeders.
Yeah. And just having a list maybe of how many of these particular issues are within the system as more and more growth happens in this part of the county and the watershed, it's going to be a bigger and bigger issue because time keeps going fast.
I've noticed that. Dan, I'm wondering, because I know I had something to do with this. Can you maybe give a courtesy call to Wessler to find out if that was in the scope?
They just did the main Beaver Dam ditch.
Okay.
They didn't do the lateral scope.
I just wanted to make sure this wasn't a... That was the essence of the question.
Right. Yeah, and that's a good question, because now the issue is like, all right, when a Beaver Dam ditch, I'm thinking it's everything going into that hole. Now you're telling me it's only the main feed and everything that runs into it isn't getting taken a look at? Does the city have that?
Well, that would be the city's over there. I don't know. But we just had Wester look at main Beaver Dam ditch.
Right.
We didn't have a look at the... I only thought there was 9, but if he says 11, I'll take his word for it.
Okay. I mean, do we have other examples in arts like this and Katie Marsh and Plum and those types of things? Are the feeders into the...
Well, I mean, the best example is when we did that one under Main Street when Sherrville and Dyer all fed in under Main Street that ultimately led into Hart Ditch. That's a smaller version of this, where when that one was collapsing, that was the three-way price for all three communities. Sherrville pitched in, Dyer pitched in, and Dyer Association, and then we pitched in.
Mr. Burke?
Yes.
I have a question with regards to the where the water goes under 6 and 5. Is that something that you see as part of your responsibility with the county or with the city or with the state or none of the above?
When it goes under 65,
all the stuff that happens in Crown Point that we're spending money in, all that water goes to that point. That's why.
Correct.
So that's my question.
Well, if it's part of regulated drain, with the county.
Dan?
I'm sorry.
Is the regulated drain under the 65?
Beaver Dam ditch, so.
I know, yes. But they started all over the place.
Yeah, so I would say yes.
It's regulated under 65. It stops further down before it joins Turkey Creek.
Before it joins Nile Ditch.
Yes.
And out of Winfield, and then goes into Deep River.
Okay, so who knows when the last time maintenance was done on that?
On the culvert underneath 65.
Yeah, that would be an NDOT.
That was done, replaced by NDOT, like in the last 2 or 3 years, I believe. And they redid 65.
That's, I mean, all this stuff jam up there. All right, thank you.
No problem.
Any other questions for Mr. Burke on this one? Either none.
Let's go.
So you're increasing the size of this culvert at 113, and Bill just zoomed in on 109. Is that capacity going to be greater or equal?
Well, I would assume it's part of the hydrology.
Right? Well, it's, yeah.
So we're not creating new water.
Construction. You're going into construction.
No, you're just moving it faster, I would assume.
So it's a higher culvert than it is now because it's partially collapsed, but it's not wider as in passing more hydraulic, allowing it more water to go through there. We've had to demonstrate that to DNR that we're meeting, not increasing flows or changing the hydraulics.
So I'll do the maintenance on this. Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
And I'm assuming once they get their bid coming on May 4th, it could be higher, it could be lower. So we'll know what the new number is once that is open.
Correct.
Cool. Any other questions on this subject? Mr. Burke, thank you again for this and all your other help.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Next up, Mr. Repe.
It would be Lake County Parks with Three Rivers County Park. If you recall, we purchased in conjunction with Lake County Parks, the Environmental Center, to help with our Rock Ripple Dam and Lake Station. And they have a master plan, at least that's how they would like to build it and attach their trails and other things and open up the boat launch that we built in that area. So this is an application for some of the funding to fix that area up and make it not such a dead end. So with that, hopefully, Larry, I didn't steal all your thunder.
Larry
Jesus. And Jim. And my brain is going to Larry. Well, Larry, you could be Larry today.
Yeah, I'll be Larry.
It's been a long day.
Jim, my name is Jim LaSala. I'm the CEO.
Never really.
Okay.
a better view than me.
Yeah.
Oh well. And there are some pictures as Dan.
You can call me Larry.
If I would be Larry, I'm going to call you Bob.
You can call me Larry. Paul called me a bunch of things.
Right. This has been a great project that we've been working with you folks on.
And in the back is a conceptual drawing that we had done by Hitchcock Design Group out of Naperville to kind of give you an idea where our brains are going. But the first thing we need to do is get rid of all the buildings that are there, because it is not safe to open. The buildings are broken into. There's a greenhouse. There's broken glass everywhere. And so our first priority is to get the place cleaned up. And then our second is to replace the fence at Liverpool, which is a beaten down chain link fence. We'll replace it. There's some drawings. I didn't bring a picture, unfortunately. But if you've been by the grist mill in Deep River County Park, it's basically 6x6 posts, two by 10 boards. It'll keep, theoretically, keep people out of there from driving in, but it's going to look better than some piece of chain link that can obviously be cut. And we have troubles with ATVs and golf carts, you name it. People want to access the trails at the conventional side of Three Rivers, along with getting the Bellevues and walking the trails. Once we get it cleaned up, put a fence in, we'll put a gate in, we'll electrify it, so that we could open up the boat launch at 5 o'clock without my park manager having to get up too early. You know, then that'll be accessed in the morning to that boat launch. I'm sure you know, but Shirley Hines, they are installing a boat launch via grants in New Chicago. So you'll have Riverside Park and Lake Station, New Chicago, there'll be a boat launch, and then there'll be us right before the top of the ripples. We see lots of people already accessing the facility. The costs are in there from Delta. It's about 114 grand for demolition. We've already done an asbestos review. There is a minor bit of asbestos in these buildings, as you would suspect for something from the 60s. Not much, but it'll be able to be disposed of properly in the proper landfill. And then we have the quote to do the fence from Hammond Fence. The whole total is about 184 that we're requesting. My crew has already started doing some cleanup. We put some money into it. We'll put some money in to match the grant we have coming from Shirley Hines, which will then pave from Liverpool to where your paving stopped at the boat launch. And that's the quick, dirty story. And I apologize.
I have a quick and dirty question.
Dane, sure.
How did you come up with the percentage of the funding request, 82%?
Basically, based upon what we're matching from Shirley Hines, your graph, I guess you say we're asking for a good portion, 100% match from you folks. We've and this is in our conversations with Dan and others, you have access to more cash than we do, particularly for capital projects. You know, most of ours goes to operations, and to get this done and to move it up the priority list compared to what all the other things we have going on, we need the funding to get it done.
Why is this bubbling up on your list? Why is this bubbling up on your list?
It's bubbling up on our list. It's bubbling up on your list. We're getting requests and comments from people in Lake Station. And we want to get it removed. I was ready to have my crew come in and just knock all the buildings out of these piles, because people are breaking in now. There's more graffiti.
With the activity that we created on Lake Station side, they're going over the bridge, and now all of a sudden they're going into a forest and with a bunch of buildings and opportunities to do some things.
And Lake County Parks owns the buildings.
Well, that was a part of the deal. How many acres is that? 70 something?
We gave them all the acres from Liverpool all the way up to the park.
The Bellevue.
As a part of spending all this money right there.
Right. Correct.
Okay. Due diligence didn't sniff that out?
Well, we knew it was there.
Oh.
But we didn't know the conditions of the buildings. And to be quite honest, when we first went into them, the city of Gary basically locked the doors. There were mounts, there were microscopes. It had been walked away from. And in the time from when that project was completed till now, most of that is gone. The doors, we boarded up buildings.
then people have broken in. There's also a there's a video online. Is it the Steel City something? These guys go around in the old buildings and videotape it. And they went in, videotaped what was in the buildings and put it on YouTube. Well, that was the major marketing for, let's go into these buildings, because, you know, it's, they were pristine. But then as we get into them, the floors are rotted. There's a tree through the one room. These are actually horrible buildings that were brought in. I mean, classic 1960 school expansions. Yeah. And they just set them down on concrete piers. And
so this is straight up demo of these dilapidated buildings.
Demo and gone.
That's it.
And fencing.
So there's a boat launch in there, so I don't get
this. We can't get to the boat launch, right?
Yeah.
You can. Well, that's good. I'm glad it's there. But...
yeah, and as I said, in my personal opinion, my staff says, we're not going to open up the site until it's safe and people aren't going in there even for a boat launch.
Right. So after the demo, is something going to happen from parks to be able to enhance it, to be able to open it up so the boat launch can be used?
Yeah, we'll put a gate in. It'll be electrically controlled, and we will pave from Liverpool to the boat launch. There's paving there, but it's not like high-quality paving. We could get there, but we'll mill it and repave it, and then we'll go right on in, and they'll be able to go to the boat launch.
It's obviously a big boat launch. It's more like a kayak launch.
It's a kayak, yeah.
So it's right here, yes, yeah, I'm right along the limit because
it's a pretty bad
one. Brand new. They can't get in.
And so, are you on Google Earth?
Yeah.
So you see, originally, like that road came in,
mm-hmm.
and then it did a big loop to drop off the buses, and there's a lot of pavement there.
Mm-hmm.
There are also trails going that were originally there that we mowed and opened up, going to the west and to where the greenhouses are on the south. We'll get those open when they're open now, but we'll reopen them some more, and people will do what they're starting to do already, is walk the trails, get around the lake at by Bellevue's, walk the pavement.
Back there.
Yeah. And then this is a very nice piece of property. It's got some problems with invasive species we have to deal with. Yeah,
a little shock.
No frag, just oriental bittersweet, you know, sports stuff. So anyway, that will get it open. And our long range plans is to build an environmental center and to do more as a physical presence. And that's just going to take, again, it takes funding and resources to get that.
Could that run out of the other park instead of building a new park? With more on the north side, kind of where the bridge is?
You
just want to put another structure down there.
We would put a new environmental center kind of on the north side of this property and where we are now. I'm trying to see where you're.
The problem is you can't build on our side because you don't want to be in a floodway.
Bunch of land where all those maintenance buildings are. Growing platform over there.
Right.
Closer to the not enough space to do that and a parking lot. The conceptual drawing is simply that, a conceptual drawing. And right. When we get to an environmental center, it is our goal not to just build your standard run-of-the-mill nature center, but do something I'm going to call it Disney-like, something that takes people who are not interested in nature and gets them excited. So you're talking more digital, more electronics, more involved. And that's going to be a big project. That's
access there, Coach, is not very easy, I'll tell you that.
Oh, from Central?
Or driving anywhere.
No, we are centrally isolated.
In the middle of everything, right?
Which, and honestly, it provides a sense of security that we wouldn't have if we were accessible from all four sides. And that's been our case. We have fought access to Bellevue since the day we opened and telling people where it's at.
Right.
You talk about the 2008 flood, it came within 6 inches of the doors of Bellevue's as we were constructing it. And so.
And that all goes to building an entrance with those properties that are in between, what is that, Central and where it comes in from.
Yeah, right along the Little Cal, which is right there, kind of a very small ditch. Right
at the confluence. At the confluence.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's corrugated culverts there too.
Yes, sir.
Well, typically when the house.
So this is the demo one, though, right? And yeah. Then you're going to come back for the next part?
Yeah.
So this is taking care of all this dilapidated stuff.
And then we'll come back, because I know Dan and I have talked about having another paved trail that comes off of the bridge on the our side of the river, and then connecting down to what we have and providing some more connections bike path has been in a conversation with NERVC about connecting the bike trail heading west underneath 65 and then tying into
Martin Luther King,
which, yeah,
which would connect our trails to everything else in Lake Station.
Mm-hmm. I got a dumb question.
But that's
okay. Go ahead.
Just looking at the numbers, if I add up, looking on attachment three here, but just add up all of the add numbers, the cost, I get 263. Forget about the grant from Shirley Hines, and it says balance from Little Cal River Basin, 35,000. So I guess if I add up all of the costs, I get 263, actually 264.
Well, I checked my math several times, and other people did too.
Well, it says balance from Little Cal. So it sounds like we're paying 184 plus 35. I'm just trying to make sure I understand the total cost of it.
Yeah. Oh, is the ask inclusive of the 35?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, basically,
no, I mean, I wasn't asking for anything more than the 184.
But there's a 35 that says balance from Little Cal 35.
That could be a typo. And for Shirley Hines.
That's 40,000. So the top section is 70,500. The middle section is 118,500. That's 190. Sorry,
yeah,
189.
Well,
and then
right, but we're not asking for the full amount because we're going to be pitching that.
Right, but the full amount is 189 plus 75. That's 264.
Yeah, we're only asking for what we're asking for, which is the 184. How that ended up that way.
So, so you're still 40,000 short or 35,000 short. Yeah.
Total project cost less the grant money.
That's 224.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 180.
But the 35 says
that could be a typo. It should be Lake County Parks.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we are going to match it, and that's just the typo on my part.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So the 35,000 that says Little Cow should
if you want to give it to
Lake County, I'm okay. That's why I was thinking, are we giving 219?
184.
So the county's got some skin there.
Yeah. Yes. So the okay, that balance that says from Little Cow is actually from Lake County
Parks. And our match with the Shirley Hines or whoever may be in kind service and everything else we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm.
The next one we have is Town of Schererville Eagle Ridge Culvert Replacement. I won't call him Larry, it's Neil. So
I've been called worse, Dan, but right. Thank you.
I'm sorry. So Neil from Nice is going to give you your presentation. And I, you know what, I think I have it on. You gave me the thumb drive so I can put it up on the board, right? Oops.
Sorry.
There's no lectern, so you want me to stand up or sit down? What's your question? Okay. Thank you for considering our application this evening. I'm Neil Simstead with East Engineering. I'm here with Jim Gorman, town manager of Schererville.
Seems
and we have before you the Eagle Ridge Culvert Replacement, and that is directly west of US 41 near the Schererville Post Office and the Showplace Movie Theater north of Deer Creek Drive. The application before you is for the replacement of, again, as you mentioned, a 48-mile pipe that was installed about 40 years ago and replacing that with a reinforced concrete box culvert 10 feet wide by 7 feet high. The beginning of this analysis that we found ourselves in was the County of Schererville started a GIS program a few years back, and they've so far collected about 20,000 points on all their water, sanitary, storm sewer, NIPSCO electric, gas, pipelines, and part of that was large diameter culverts or inspection, in addition to the work that they do as part of their MS4 for the 12-inch and larger and the 12-inch and smaller inspections of those culverts and discharges into the regulated drains and within the town's storm sewer system. The pipelines, if you look at the design plans towards the back, there are several pipelines, and we coordinate with all those operators, and they've approved our plan as proposed to replace this culvert
through the area of the town's right of way. The culvert sizing, we worked with Tom Burke on that and coordinated with the Lake County Surveyor's Office to confirm that our proposed site in that culvert, being that 10 by 7, is consistent with what they've modeled hydraulically on the system, as if they have obviously the most experience working for the Surveyor's Office. The drainage area for this is not only the discharge of the shareable wastewater plant, which covers the general one-third south of this area of the entirety of the town of Shererville. And then we also understand that working with Dan and coming to you before with detention projects that were requested on a higher level in terms of percentage of request of participation, that this project we're requesting 50% rather than, you know, your typical 80% that you may consider on a detention project. So what we look at is if there is a failure in this culvert, there is 50 businesses directly impacted by this culvert area and its discharge down to the Dyer Ditch and ultimately to the locale. And we look at also that it'll cover the entirety of the area of the US 30 and 41 corridor for potential flooding issues. The design and the bidding of this project has been funded by the town of Shererville. We are not requesting any funds for that portion of this project. And based on that 50% construction cost request, I have some unfortunate news that the application we have in front of you was $331,500, and we just opened bids, and actually our request is only going to be $222,000 based on a better than expected bid
results.
Yeah, absolutely.
No change orders. No. Is that right, Neil?
Do you have no further questions? Absolutely. The cost was $445,945, and that was GE Marshall out of Belfaris. As you guys well know, it is almost unheard of to have a bid come in over the or under the engineer's estimate of cost. So we're quite pleased with the results of that bid. In terms of the recreational benefits that once this project's completed, the town of Shererville will construct about a 3,000 foot path from essentially the south and west side of town along Eagle Ridge Drive, and that'll connect up to the Pensy Greenway Trail, which right now and currently dead ends at Eagle Ridge Drive and let's call it 213 near the river direction. So that's what we have for our presentation. We have the information, the application, the condition that we have in there, the confirmation of the sizing of the culvert, and the plans that, as I mentioned, that have been out to bid and are awarded. And we are working with the contractor right now to process those contract documents. And I am open for any questions you may have.
Thank you, sir. Any questions for this young man?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
In all my presentations mixed up. You said this was built 40 years ago? Is that
somewhere in that general range, yes.
And then I think I also heard that this effectively is draining the stormwater treatment plant.
Yeah, it's the discharge of the Shererville wastewater plant, but it's also about a third of the town.
Oh, okay. A third of the town and the plant?
And both, yes.
And it goes to Hart Ditch.
Yeah, eventually it goes to Dyer Ditch through the T-Wolf Preserve, connects with the Dyer Ditch, and then ultimately goes north.
What's the use of the life of the proposed?
For the reinforced concrete pipe, 100 years.
Then Mr. Burgess said the standard life for the corrugated one is 75 years, so we got half of it. We'll all be dead by 50 years from now.
Well, and that may be
there. Hey, speak for yourself.
Give me 50.
So everything out of the stormwater plant, this is kind of cool. That wastewater plant goes underground, under the boulevard, and then this is where it vacates, right at the where all the retail is.
Yes.
And yeah, all these.
Directly, yeah, directly north and west of all these.
Can we do a work pan right here in this big retention area or detention? No?
I think somebody asked for.
Well, Teeble's Pond was asked for, preserve, right? But
there's this ditch in.
It's still out there.
And then it goes into Briar, and then it connects to where we're doing that study.
Correct.
The water flows downhill.
That I can guarantee if nothing is.
So at the end of the day, the culvert's busted and needs to be replaced.
You're absolutely correct.
And all of the is all of this area along the boulevard, how far south, Neil, drain stormwater through the path I just followed?
Everything south up until you get to, let's call it 77th Avenue, which is where the speedway's at and CBS.
Right.
Wow.
How long is it going to take you, John?
We have 120 days in the contract, and that starts from the notice to proceed date, which is when the contractor can confirm that material is being delivered. As we all know, the supply chain issues. When we had looked at this project last year, just initially going through our GIS program and doing a townwide research and investigation on these culverts, the large diameter ones only, of course, the biggest issue was the delay on steel costs, not necessarily concrete, which is available but at a higher cost. The steel, because this is the H20S loaded rating on the culvert, and the steel was a challenge at that point. And
just rebar steel?
Yes. Yeah, it's wow. It's fascinating. I've never seen a construction market like this, and I've been at my company since 95, so it's unique to be sure. But we do expect to have this project completed prior to the end of this construction season so that the town can independently do their road work on top of this and then add the trail connection that I had mentioned earlier from this intersection all the way to the north at the Pensy Creekway.
How many more of these types of corrugated culverts from 40, 50 years ago are failed?
We have seen this one and a couple minor ones that can be repaired. The work is part of the GIS that I mentioned earlier. There's a few more that are left to be done. And talking with Dan and making a very good point, the last thing we want to do is be in front of you every 6 months. So what we want to do is get your consideration on this one, come back with our complete survey, and then meet with Dan on a staff level before we would even, you know, in the next year or two, consider coming back to you and having any of those projects included in the updates to your master plan.
Outstanding. So, Dan, this would be a kind of location that wouldn't show up in one of the studies that we did because it's a feeder.
Right.
We don't know because nobody done to look at. We only looked at the primary feeds into this river state.
So I mean, it's so far
small things that are in the municipality. They're all full
of stuff like the very southwestern edge of the watershed, right?
It's not super far. No, it's because it's this is
the north.
Yeah, it still goes south.
Yeah.
I mean, we could tell the story about when they were cleaning the big tanks off of Kennedy and what is that Avenue H. When they were clearing it out, they put too much dye in the water. The water came down hard ditch. It was blue as like a tidy bowl, man, was coming down. And so we got all kinds of calls for that one. So it goes all the way almost to the fire station, but that's where Turkey Creek sort of runs the other way. And this one is coming north.
Mm-hmm. I remember we did one study where maybe when we were talking with Westler, like the southwest edge, like part of it was north and some of it goes towards Tank P or something.
That's Beaver south. Dam.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Any other questions for this young man on this project? Another culvert replacement. I think we're going to start seeing those.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Any other issues, new business? Either none. My favorite part next is statements to the board from the floor. If you want to address us, help us make sure stuff like that doesn't happen again, just one, two, three, move forward. Mr. Castellanos, what do you have to say?
No, I just want to compliment all the presenters for an excellent program, but also like to indicate that certain fact that all these contracts are going off the bid. I'd like to know if each of you would make sure that you consider a minority disadvantaged participation when you do your bid analysis. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Broadnax.
I second Dave's high marks for the presentations today. They were on point. And it's just going to be on for a little bit.
Mr. Ware, are you on?
Yes, sir. Like the other commissioners just said, great presentations. I want to apologize for not being there in person and missing the roadshow, as we call it. Everybody have a safe month looking forward.
Thank you, Mr. Guys. Thank you.
Again, thanks to the presenters. Thanks for the city of Crown Point for having us. Beautiful facility you have. That's for sure. Really nice. Thank you.
Mr. Wichlinski.
Same comments.
I'm good.
Mr. Whitaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thanks, everyone. First, thanks for the call to Crown Point for giving me an invite. Definitely sure that a little bit of a and they think I had an opportunity to not be as they look at this intimacy. So really appreciate it. A great presentation for everyone. I've always commented that I think we got a lot of communication earlier on that I really want to see that application for 5 years ago. Keep seeing the quality of the applications as well as you guys the presenter. Thanks to our job. So, we really do appreciate that. Other than that, what do you say?
Mr. Wendell.
Nothing to add.
All right, next meeting, we're going still on the road. It's going to be in Maryville Stormwater Resource Center at 7404 Broadway in Maryville, Wednesday, the 17th of May. It's always a third Wednesday. Check the website, get to see all the stuff we do, say, and approve on the website. It's cool. Thank you for helping us make sure that doesn't happen again. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
One second, Mr. Chair. I have one other statement.
Oh, you think of more stuff? You don't get another bite at the apple. I mean, we're living now, man.
Announcement. I'm sorry. I'd like to make an announcement. As you all know, the Sandy Joel project in Gary has been down for, what, about 34 years, has just now been granted rehabilitation by the FEMA. They got a $40 million project. And they're going to open up that whole area. So I just want to let you know that should be in the news. Well, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Changing it.
Still waiting for the motion.
Second.
All right, this is Lambert. We have to do official government stuff and do it by a roll call vote. When I vote no.
I
understand.
Yes. Go ahead. Tom Wyszynski.
Yes.
Tom Godzecki.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Definitely, yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yeah.
William Baker?
To be consistent, no. Thank you much, everybody. Be safe going home.